There will be some rain today. There will be drizzle, hopefully, in the morning, which will clear by late afternoon for what will be a beautiful day. Jeff Aliff, what can we do with it? Good morning.
Thanks, Africa. Good morning. Well, we are currently in the windy city, but it's beautifully quiet and a lack of wind today. We're in Port Elizabeth. In Cape Town, though, as you said, the weather's going to be a little bit cooler, and I would suggest possibly heading off down to Musenberg. But the Semzaman Challenge, day one today, and it's going to involve the very well-known South African adventurer, Rion Mansa, and a sidekick traveling from Port Elizabeth back to Cape Town with a very large bag of cement, and with him, Johan Potgieter. He was the man who won the competition to join, and Rion gave us more details on what it is all about.
Yeah, it's a privilege for me to do something like this. It's a week-long challenge. The guys from Semza Cement just got hold of me end of last year and said, Rion, we want to launch what we do and we want to be able to show our product to South Africa, but we want to do it in a fun way. I thought, okay, cool, travel South Africa with another sidekick, another character. So we planned to find somebody, but the key to it all was that Semza is going to support at the end of this week-long challenge. If we're successful, they're going to give the Sunflower Fund 150,000 rand.
Okay. And just give us an idea about, it's obviously the idea is on the road, 50 kilogram bag of cement that you guys are going to be dragging, carrying, pulling, and doing a bunch of adventures with.
You know, there's an ocean between saying and doing. So when the guy said, listen, carry this bag of cement around, I just thought, of course, easy enough. Until I went into one of like a builder's warehouse or something and got actual cement bag onto my shoulder. And I just realized we're in for a huge challenge. I've got a good partner, man. Johan Potgieter is a guy that I know has got the right attitude and a lot of fun. Approach to many things like this, but we are going to be sweating and we're going to be suffering, but I tell you what, it's going to be fun. The one thing I'm not looking forward to is bungee jumping with that 50 kilogram bag of cement.
And just a very quick word from Porties. Yeah, Johan, a very quick one from you. You're looking forward to it. I know you're a big, strong guy.
I'm very stoked, but it's a big challenge in front of us, but we're going to enjoy it very much.
I'm sort of still waiting for the part, Jeff, where carrying cement and doing all these wonderful exercises is actually going to be fun. It sounds like torture to me.
It's going to be fun, and there's going to be kind of a draw every day to see who does what with the cement. You can follow it if the listeners want to go to Rion Mansa Explorer Africa on the Facebook page, Rion Mansa Explorer. We'll be posting images and videos every day, so that's where you can follow the progress as we wind our way back to Cape Town. A demo day if you're a kite surfer or enjoy foiling with those little foils. There's a demo day at Flamingo Wing Foil Center today at the Milnerton Aquatic Club. Also, Cape Caprice Volleyball, backed by Savannah Cider, happening at Camps Bay. And it's seven players in a team, five players on the court at once. The registration from 10 a.m. is also for climbers, something to throw ahead to the Brit Film Tour on the 3rd of March. It's happening at the Mountain Club of South Africa at 7 o'clock. Some great, great, great movies for rock climbing fans. And you can go and just keep an eye on the Mountain Club of South Africa webpage to get more details on that. Also, just throwing ahead to tomorrow, Africa, the Woodstock Open Streets happening tomorrow during the course of the day. That's it from me, and I'll be chatting to you somewhere on the road between Port Elizabeth and Cape Town tomorrow morning.
Looking forward to it, Jeff Aliff. Thank you very much. As always, have a lot of fun and be safe, please.